The magic moment. About 12 years ago, James Bennett had a cardiovascular event that killed the optic nerves in his only sighted eye, and he literally went blind overnight.
The hardest thing about being blind is not being able to see my grandchildren, who are growing up so fast, and it's frustrating that I have no clue what they look like. I go on what other people tell me. As I lay in hospital, I was introduced to guide dogs in the form of John Doc Payne. When I asked him what he did, he said that he was there to get me out and about, and the rest is history. I went through the orientation and mobility program, and at first I just used a long cane and a mini guide. Then, about 9 years ago, I was crossing a set of traffic lights in the Newcastle suburb of Hamilton when a bus ran a red light. I ended up wedged between a car and a steel pole. Yeah, it was then that Doc suggested I get a dog. My first dog was Putu, and we worked together for 8 years before Putu retired and passed away. I've been with my second dog, Brogan, for just over 4.5 years now. Putu was a great dog. He could really guide and alert me, but he was easily distracted. It wouldn't interfere with his work, but I had to constantly keep him focused. But Brogan is very different. Where I'd have to say something about 5 times to Putu, I only say it once to Brogan. I think that's all down to the guide dog's breeding program and to subtle changes in their training methods. It took a very long time for me to trust Putu. They call it the magic moment, and it was about 3 months before it happened for me, and I realized that I had total faith in my guide dog. It's amazing. I'm actually much more confident now with Brogan than when I had my sight, because as a sighted person, one tends to be a bit distracted. Now it's just a matter of trusting my dog. If there's a patch of water or an electrical lead across the floor, he'll stop me and tell me there's something in the way that I need to be wary of. But when I could see, I just keep trekking on and not look or think.
James is a disability auditor in quality management systems and travels alone with his guide dog all over Australia by air, rail, bus and taxi, visiting many different companies and staying in a host of different hotels. One would think this schedule was challenging for someone with sight, but James takes it all in his stride.
As a cane user, I would always want someone to come with me wherever I went. Having a guide dog has opened up a new career path for me and pushed me into a whole new sphere I never thought I'd get into. I joined the board of Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT mostly out of gratitude for what the organisation has done for me. And I use my auditing expertise to suggest ways to make our organisation even better.